So let's review. In the previous daf, we had a machlekes Rabbi Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon regarding the halacha of kivsei atzeres eimakatru nes alechem el b'shchita. The shchita of the two kvasim on shvuas accomplishes the kedushas aguf on the two loaves. And Rabbi holds shchita mekatru, the shchita alone accomplishes kedushas aguf on the lechem. While Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds shchita bezrika mekatru, the shchita and bezrika together accomplish kedushas aguf on the lechem. But shchita lemekatru, the shchita alone does not accomplish kedushas aguf on the lechem. The Gemara proceeds with the following brisa. Tan Rabbanan, Shachat shnei chvasim al arba chalis, meishich shtayim mehen umenifan v'ashar nechalas bepidyon. If the two chvasim are shechted on four loaves instead of the required two loaves, they take two of the loaves for the shtei lechem and perform tanuv with them and the chvasim. And the other two loaves are redeemed and they then become permitted to be eaten. The Gemara explains that the brisa can concur with both opinions. According to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Shechita LeMekatcha, since Shechita alone does not accomplish Kedushas Aguf, all four loaves have only Kedushas Dalim. And since only two loaves are required, the other two loaves can be redeemed even Ma'avrai, even outside the Azara, since they only have Kedushas Dalim. While according to Rabbi, that Shechita LeMekatcha, the Shechita alone does accomplish Kedushas Aguf, two loaves have Kedushas Aguf, and two loaves have Kedushas Dalim. And since they cannot be identified, and each loaf possibly has Kedushas Aguf, they must be redeemed only Migavai, only inside the Azara, because kivin nechsev lefnei Hashem, if selahu b'yaitzei, once a lechem receives kedushas aguf, if it is taken outside the azara, it becomes pasul. And there's no isra of chulin la'azara on the redeemed loaf, because chulin memelo kahavin. They became chulin on their own when they're already inside the azara. He did not bring them into the azara as chulin. The Gemara then cites a braisa taught by Reb Chanina Tirsa before Reb Yechanan, which teaches the opposite case. Shachar arba chavasim al beis chalas. If four chavasim were shechted on two loaves instead of the required two chavasim, meishich shnayim mehen bezarek dam and shalay lishman. They first do zrika of two chavasim for the sake of a different carbon, and they are kosher to be eaten because kol azvachim shenizbechu shalay lishman ksheirim elish le'ol b'alim shem chayva. They then do zrika of the other two chavasim to fulfill the obligation of kivsei atzeres. However, they do not do zrika lishman for all four chavasim, because she'im I ato imerkach hefsadu to esach reinim. Once the first two chavasim fulfill the obligation of kivsei atzeres, the other two chavasim are pasul. Rabbi Yechanan questioned this braisa because v'chi omer le'adam amod v'chata b'shvil shetizke. Do we tell the kohen to commit a transgression to save the carbon? After all, it is forbidden to do zrika shalay lishman. And we see that we do not do so from the following mishnah masechta zvachim. If the meat of a chatas that is eaten by the ganim was mixed with the meat of an oila that is burned on the mizbeach, the chum say to ubat tzarasin biyatz lebeis asreifa, the meat may not be eaten because of the oila, and the meat may not be burned on the mizbeach because of the chatas, based on the iser of baal taik tiru. Anything not meant for the mizbeach may not be burned on the mizbeach. Now there too we could say amoid v'chata b'shul shetizke, the meat should be burned on the mizbeach to save the avar oila. Apparently, we do not say amud v'chata b'shvil shetizke. It's not permitted. The Gemara answers with the following distinction: amud v'chata b'chatas b'shvil shetizke b'chatas amrina. Amud v'chata b'chatas b'shvil shetizke b'ayla loy amrina. Only in the case of shachar arba chvasim we say amud v'chat in zrika v'achila, because both are in the same carbon, the kivsei atzeres. However, in the case of evar chatas v'ayla, we do not say amud v'chate in evar chatas to save the evar oila, because they are of different karbanas, chatas v'ayla. And nevertheless, in the Brisa's case of kivsei atzeres shashachten shalei lishman, hadam yizark v'abasi yachal, if the two chavasim were shechted on shvuas for the sake of a different carbon, they may proceed with the zrika and the meat may be eaten, even though the chavasim do not fulfill the obligation on are considered a karban yachid, because the zrika of a karban yachid is permitted on yamtiv. However, if this happened on Shabbos, they may not do zrika, and the carbon becomes pasul because the zrika of a carbon yachid is forbidden on Shabbos. The Brisa rules, however, if they did do the zrika on Shabbos, but yeah, but the carbon is kosher, and they murn are burned on the mizbeach only at night, matzah Shabbos. Here too, we could say amud chatei b'shvil shetizke. They should do the zrika on Shabbos like etchila to save the carbon and do haktara zemurin after Shabbos, because both the zrika and haktara are in the same carbon. The Gemara answers with another distinction: amud chatei b'Shabbos k'de shetizke b'Shabbos aminan. Amud chatei b'Shabbos k'de shetizke b'chayil lo aminan. Only in the case of shachar arba chvasim we say amud v'chatei in zrika for achila, because the zrika and achila are both on the same day of Shavuos. But in the case of kivsei atzeres, shashachten shalei lishman, we do not say amod v'chate in the zrika for haktara, because the zrika is on Shabbos, while the haktara will be on matzah Shabbos. The Gemara proceeds with the following brisa taught by Rabbi Yitzchak. Kivsi atzer shashachten shleikim mitzvasim psulin v'tu'u betzurasim v'yatzle beisasreifa. If the two chavasim were shechted improperly, they're puzzle, and we wait until they become nicer and are then burned outside as psulim mikdash. Rashi offers two explanations of shleikim mitzvasim. Shalei lishma, the kivsi atzeres were shechted for the sake of a different carbon. Or, shedinim b'nei shana v'hevi b'nei shanaim. The kivsi atzeres are required to be one-year-old sheep, and they shechted two-year-old sheep. And in either case, the carbon is possible because the brisa of Tani Rav Yitzchak holds the makish lulu chatas. We apply hekish, a comparison from chatas to kivsi atzeres that are shlamim in the following pasuk. Vasisim sir echad lachatas b'shnei chvasim neishon lezevach shlam. And regarding chatas shalei lishma psula, and chatas sha'avish nasa psula. The Gemara says, however, according to the brisa of Tana Levi, malacha should be ksherin, because the brisa states b'shar shalmei nazir shashach nishleik mitzvasim. Ksherin, v'loy ol l'baylam l'shem chayva. If the shlam of a nazir was shechted improperly, such as shalei lishmai or ben shana, the carbon is kasher, but the owner's obligation was not fulfilled because the gomer shalmei chayva mishalmei nadava. We apply a mamatzina from a voluntary shlam to an obligatory shlam, such as the shalmei nazir, and shalmei nadava shalei lishmai kasher, and shalmei nadava shalei lishmai kasher. And even though there is also a hekesh from chatas to shalmei nazir in the pasuk, v'chiv sa'achas bash nasa timim l'chatas, v'ayil echad tam l'shlam. The brisa of Tanya Bei Levi holds, Migamer shlam and mishlam adavle. We rather apply the mamatzin of nedava to chayva because it's in the same type of a carbon shlam, and we do not apply the hekesh of chatas to shlam because it's in two types of karbanas. And accordingly, in the first case of kivset tzer shashachten shleikim mitzvasing sheren, according to Tanya Bei Levi, the carbon is kasha as a shlamim because Migamer shlam mishlam adavle. We apply the mamatzinu of nedava to chayva, the kivset tzeres, and not the hekesh of chatas to shlam. However, even so, Tanya Bei Levi agrees in the case of Asham Nazav Asham Metzaira, B'nei Shnei Shanim B'Shachten P'sulim. If a two-year-old sheep was shechted for an Asham Nazav Metzaira that are supposed to be one-year-old sheep, the carbon is pasul. And in this case, we do not make a mamatzina from Sham Nadava to Asham Chayva, because Shlam Mishlam Gomer, Asham Mishlam Loi Gomer. The mamatzina of Chayva to Nadava applies only in one type of carbon, but not in two types of carbonas.